Azeroth with Attitude.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Azeroth with Attitude. My name is Art.
And I'm 8-Bit Dylan.
And today, we would like to talk about the cinematics that just came out. We're also really close to the midnight release. And also, we would like to talk about, like, some beginner tips for, like, people that want to get into World of Warcraft. Because I feel like midnight is probably going to bring in a lot of new people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and what else do we want to talk about? We want to talk about the...
And I need to... I'm sorry. I have to make space in this podcast today for a new diva rising.
I'm holding your binky.
Thank you. There is a new mother rising in midnight in the name of Zul'Jara. Let me make sure I didn't put your name. It is the new Amani troll leader. And
Right.
Let me just, I'm double checking, because I will be so mad if I get it wrong. Oh my God. Okay. Her name is, yes, Zul'Jara. So
Zul'Vadja
came in and they heard, Blizzard heard the gaze and we're like, where is Princess Talanji? Where is Princess Talanji? And they're like, they need a new diva troll that is leading the trolls. And so Zul'Jara came out. And then I don't know if you watched it or listened to the audiobook, but it's about this new leader for the Amani trolls. And she is slightly reheating the nachos. We always say that of Miss Talanji, but she's not Talanji levels yet, but I'm curious to see where they go with her.
Okay. I do have an idea of what the Midnight Zul'Aman story is going to be about. And I know that they've, like, lost their Loa.
Yes.
And they're, like, they've had, like, a long-standing rivalry between them and the elves. So, like, there's a lot of, like, there's just a lot of hatred there going on between them. But they're basically neighbors. So I'm very excited to, like, explore them. I think they're really cool. And I like that they have, like, different models from the usual trolls. But yes, where actually is Talanji?
Where is Talanji? And, okay, so I was... We're getting right into it. I was theory crafting on my stream this week. And I was like, okay, imagine if Blizzard sat down and... Okay, this is me having that moment where I had a meeting with the Blizzard president and I told them, let's make history. And that's what we did. And so that's like my moment right now where I'm like, okay, imagine there's a division between the trolls. The Amani trolls don't like the Horde. They obviously are like, girl, bye. Princess Talanji comes in serving High Priestess countryness. Like, she is a cunt. And she's got Loa, because, like, the whole point of the Amani trolls is they're kind of like these trolls that don't have Loa anymore because they've lost their faith. And Talanji comes in and is like, Mama, let me show you the ways. Let me show you the Loa. She flashes a little bit of nipple and the Amani.
What?
Yeah. And then the Amani trolls are gagged and they're like, oh, wait a minute. She's making a few points. Talanji works with Zul'Jara and they unite all the trolls. And then that's what brings the Horde or brings the Amani trolls into the Horde. In my headcanon, it makes sense.
Right.
I just want Talanji to be there for some reason and just, like, serve.
I stopped listening after you said nipple troll.
I was thinking
what color would a nipple troll be?
Yeah, what?
Anyway.
Blizzard, let's add that to the lore. What does the areola of a troll, what's the color of that?
I'm guessing, like, dark blue?
Yeah, I mean, I would assume so.
Anyway, fierce. Yeah, no, that sounds great. That lovely story.
to wrap up me talking about this, like, short story, though.
Tell me about it. I want to know. I know nothing about it.
Okay.
Please tell me.
So the TLDR of the storyline is it's following Zul'Jara, who is the daughter of Zul'jin, who was the evil...
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, so Zul'jin is not only a character in Heroes of the Storm, he was... I could be wrong about where this is placed in the timeline, but there was... I think it's in Classic WoW. There was a patch that focused on the Amani trolls. And there's a raid where you kill Zul'jin.
Yeah. We even meet him in the Shadowlands.
Yes.
This is Like, we meet him, like, we see his, like, tombstone, and he like, even appears as a ghost, and yes. he gets, like, punished for what he did. So he was evil?
He was evil. Okay. But it's, like, kind of like, yeah, he was evil, but he was also fighting for his people, and he has a deep, deep hatred for the Horde and the elves. He does not like the Horde because the Horde came in and helped the Blood Elves, and there's this really interesting storyline because technically the Blood Elves are on Amani Troll land. Like, Quel'Thalas, from my understanding, is their land. So yeah. these Blood Trolls are seen as kind of like these colonizers that kind of came in, took over the land and said it was theirs, and then started ousting all the Amani Trolls. So the Amani Trolls have like a very valid reason to not like the Blood. Well, they don't like the High Elves, which then eventually became the Blood Elves. So in this story, it's like the daughter of Zul'jin and how she is rising to power to become the new chieftain of the Amani Trolls. There is a tribe within the Amani Trolls called the Vile Branch, which are contesting the fact that she's going to become chieftain. And and she
is it because she's a woman?
Honestly, maybe.
Well, I love a storyline like that because I know she's going to kick their butt.
Oh, it's fierce. So there is a temple high up in this mountain where the Loa that they used to pray to, his axe is up there. And I could be
I love
wrong.
Your axe wound you for.
Sorry. Yeah, she's like, ooh. And if I'm not mistaken, this is a weapon, correct me in the comments, that's in Legion that I think warriors can get. It's one of the legendary weapons, artifact weapons. I could be wrong. But it's up in this mountain. So she climbs up this mountain with her brother and she gets this axe and she has like a vision from the Loa and she suddenly is transported to the bottom of the mountain with this axe. And so there's like some weird mystical mystery stuff and she has to go fight the leader of the Vile Branch. The leader of the Vile Branch ends up killing her mother, who is the current chieftain. And she chops
that all happened in a short story.
It's fierce. It's so fierce.
Okay.
So then she ends up killing the Vile Branch leader. And instead of the normal take that you think that she would have, where she's like, I preached to the Loas, they gave me the axe, and now I've like saved my people. She takes the opposite approach and is like, no, fuck the Loa, because they could have stepped in at any time and saved my mother. And instead, they transported me to the bottom of this mountain, made me miss a day in recovery from my injuries, and forced me to watch my mother die. So now she's like super, fuck the Loa. I want nothing to do with the Loa. Fuck the Horde. Fuck the Blood Elves. And I wonder if they're going to turn her into a villain, and I really hope they don't. Because she's like so anti-Horde, Blood Elves, all that jazz. But it was fierce. And I was like, oh, her mother stocks are rising. Her mother stocks are rising.
Her mother stocks?
Yes. The ticker's going up. I was like, oh, I think it's time to invest in Zul'jara.
I'm really excited to see the dynamic of the Zul'mani and us arriving there. Because technically, obviously, we're going to be doing something with them. And I know that they're also dealing with like the void invading their stuff. So I'm like, because like the hatred is ancient between them.
Yeah.
So I don't want it to be like a, oh, you're in trouble. Okay, now my friends. Like, I want it to be difficult, you know, and I want there to be like drama. Like I don't want it to be like, oh, okay, now we're over it. There needs to be some sort of like clash or something. I'm really excited to see it. I've been so into the Blood Elf lore like the last 3 weeks. I knew about the lore before, but I kind of like, you know, forget. And then I had a moment. So I was sick. And the best thing to do when you're like really sick, like when you're not really sick, but like kind of sick, is to play WoW. Like in a like low key way. And I decided to play Classic TBC. Yeah, I actually boosted a character.
Gag.
And went through the dark portal with a friend and played a little bit. And just that like old school like vibe of the Blood Elves from like back in the day they were like a little evil almost, and like they were obviously doing like shady things, and they were basically like drug addicts and like dealing with the fell. It was just so good. Like their lore is amazing, really. And like I also didn't know that 90% of them were wiped out by Arthas.
Yeah. No, they're like nearly extinct. Yeah.
That's insane when you think about it. Like,
oh yeah.
Wow, like that's crazy. And then just like they've been betrayed so many times by their own people. Like you know, it's just wild. Like Lorthamar technically gave that guy like the way to disable the magic barrier for Arthas to invade. Like it's just so messy, but so good. And I honestly cannot wait for Midnight. Like that got me that like amped up my hype like 10 times. Just like to go back to that place and like explore it. And we have to talk about the cinematics that they released. Like the three short form cinematics. Did you watch all of them?
Yes. And I'm not even kidding. I teared up at the Arator one.
Same. It was so intense.
Good. I'm pitching an idea right now while it's at the top of my head.
Nipples.
Yes, Zandalari nipples is what the topic of the episode, Zandalari nipples. I hope someone didn't click on this video on YouTube thinking we were giving beginner tips and we've just started talking about Zandalar areolas. I'm so sorry. Okay, no, but listen. I love when you take a genre and you kind of flip it on its head. So like obviously like World of Warcraft is fantasy, and I like when they do this in Dungeons and Dragons too, but then they'll add in like elements of horror, elements of romance, elements of like high-end action, and when you really think about it, the Lich is fucking terrifying. It's like a zombie apocalypse on drugs. And I would love nothing more than for, at some point, World of Warcraft to come out with a live action short to promote something and revisit the Lich and have there be like a horror short that it like is like a horror movie and it's just a family trying to survive as the Lich attacks. And I think that would be a genius. It would bring in a new audience of people being like, I cannot believe Blizzard just produced this. What the hell? This is like depressing and dark and gory and like terrifying, because that's
what it is. And we know they can do it. They can do it. Like look at Diablo. Diablo is so terrifying.
Yeah. But these shorts, bitch. Girl, I need to know your thoughts as a Blood Elf lover. Like
I got to eat a full course meal. Twice, okay? The first one was Liadrin. I'm gonna be very honest, I never really cared about Liadrin that much. I thought she was like cute or whatever. I didn't really know a lot about her story. I only know about like that she's like a blood knight, so she tortured like a Naru, and I was like, who cares?
Yeah.
But when you actually look into the story, it's actually like crazy what she did. So basically woman has lost everything. She has lost her parents to the trolls. So the father figure in the short isn't actually her father. It's like a priest that adopted her and made her a priestess of the light. And I was really confused because I saw her like as a child, like playing with the sun well. And I was like, wait, why is it light? Isn't it supposed to be arcane energy? But apparently... like apparently it was arcane energy, and then later on when they revived the Sunwell, then it was infused with light and arcane.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wish they would show that a little more, like that difference, that it used to be arcane and now it's like light. But losing that person too, and that moment of that big undead like creature. I wish they would show the guts, like the show.
Come on,
the game,
Stitches.
But like so terrifying, like the sound effects, and then him throwing that chain, him like piercing him through his like body. Obviously didn't make it gory, but they could have, which I would have loved. Yeah. And then like pulling, like so horrific, and like her expression and everything, so intense, like goosebumps all over my body. And then like she basically like went crazy and was like filled with rage and then tortured this Naru just to like, you know, like protect her people with all means, and then realized she's unworthy because she's done that, because she does worship the light. And then like the, and then now the Midnight Cinematic hits me so much harder, that moment where she prays to it and then like that hand touches her shoulder.
Oh, tears. Yeah.
Like now it all just makes sense for me. I don't know. So, so, so good. And then the Erator Cinematic.
Oh.
Okay, so it's not a secret that I love Sylvanas, but that moment, it's like we've seen so much of her, but still.
I'm literally getting goosebumps thinking about that Sylvanas.
Still moment. That moment of seeing like the, so first of all, I thought that was the invasion of the, of Silvermoon, but it wasn't. It was actually Dalaran. Mm-hmm. And when he just like points like forward, and then Sylvanas obviously through his command charges in and kills like these mages, and then sees Erator in that second, and then like her expression and then those like tears, that genuinely broke something in me. That was so emotional and so beautifully done. It was so good. And also you found new love for Varisa too.
Oh, loved
her. She's so
her.
Sweet. Like she had so much like warmth in her voice, and like she cares so much, and like I don't know, it was just so good. It was so good.
I got chills at the end of it when he's just like, "I am the half of nothing."
Oh yeah,
I'm literally
getting them again.
I was like, ah, no, I'm literally so saying good. It's so, so good. Because it's just like. Not, I mean, there is like so many layers to it, and there's a lot of nuance you could pull from it where like, not only does he represent the light and the dark, but he's literally like a multiracial person. Like he is human
there's
and
so
elf,
many
and,
things he like, yeah. technically presents.
And he doesn't fit into either society. And that's like part of his story where the elves kind of treated him differently. They wouldn't treat him the light or teach him the light because of his racial background. And the humans probably only taught him the light because of his father being Turalyon. Yeah. And it's just like, it's just so fascinating. And I really like where they're going with this. Like if this is like the path of Erator, and like from what I'm getting from the book as well, I haven't finished the book yet. I've kind of paused on reading it, but I really like that they're focusing in on this, like, I have issues with my mother and my father because they weren't there for me. I was really worried that that storyline of Illyria and Turalyon was going to be subjugated to just the book. But I think because they're showing it in the cinematic, it will be an ongoing thread in the game as well, which I'm really excited about because it is like something to chew on. I love when we get characters that have like flaws to them and issues, and they're not like perfect human beings or perfect beings.
Yes. Yes.
It's so good.
Even that first part where he like first time shows up to Stormwind with his aunt Varisa, and he sees that statue, and then there's like light like lifts him up, and he can feel that like love radiating from it, and like first time like kind of meet his mother as a baby. Already that got me like choked up, like already, like that was just the beginning. Also, so much happened in that cinematic. There was like scene after scene after scene after scene. And the first time I was like almost a little overwhelmed, and then I like kept I rewatched it probably like 20 times at this point. Like analyzed everything. We finally saw like Silvermoon, like how it's destroyed and how long it took to like rebuild. And then like Lorthamar being this like super like statuesque person, and like the way he's like fighting and like so badass. And then when he finally sees Illyria, also she looks kind.
Oh, she looks my like God. A, yes, well,
like the eyes, the like pink lips, like the like. Whoa, gorgeous. I kind of wish she would look like that in the game.
She definitely had facial tape on. It was
like,
she just got injections so in her forehead.
Beautiful.
She was like,
so beautiful.
I was like, oh. Now I
like
see
all
my
of them, like also Varisa, like just so stunning.
Yeah.
And oh my God. And then like he hugs them, and then he like, it's just so good. So, so, so good. I really need them to make an animated series. I would eat that shit up. Like, oh my God. Apparently, agreed. Like the creators of Castlevania made this. I don't know if this is a lie.
I mean, it has the same animation style of Castlevania.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I just loved it.
It's so good. And I think this is not to get too like business marketing minded, but We are so starved of a television show. Listen, this is like this is a huge issue that a lot of brands face, is they don't have like a property to throw back to. That's in like the modern day media. Like obviously World of Warcraft, there is a game, but you have to be a gamer in order to consume the IP.
100%.
That's why Riot did a really good job with Arcane, because you don't even have to play League or know gaming to fall in love with these characters, this IP, and this world. So
yes, and it did actually make so many people play League after.
Yes. That's why not to dog on it too much, but this is an issue that Magic the Gathering is having right now, because it is a TCG card game that has this huge universe and world that no one gives a shit about unless you play the TCG game, because they have never really had a successful show. A lot of their video games don't really end up picking up, and they're kind of in a brand identity crisis. I think World of Warcraft has so much lore they could release a show and it flops and it's fine, because it's at least something that people can consume and enjoy the IP of. So Blizzard, please, please give us a show.
Also, yes, and there is a rise in people really craving fantasy content. I've just like noticed it. Like I notice it around people that like in my life that don't actually engage with like fantasy and like gaming worlds. And like even they are becoming more interested, because obviously the world's kind of dark right now. So that sort of content is what people then crave. It's like a little bit of an escape. And like I remember The Witcher completely taking off on Netflix, and a lot of people have never touched the games. Never. Yeah. And like they're obsessed with it now, and now they're considering even playing the game just to like live longer in that world. I feel like, I don't know, I feel it in my guts that it would be such a success. They could even just do like the Invasion of Silvermoon or something as like a show, like one season.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. Like do these like side stories. They don't have to be, it doesn't have to be like World of Warcraft, the show, because.
Exactly. Just small little parts of the universe that they explore in its like own little world and story. So, kind of like Arcane. Like I know the League universe is like massive, but they only focused on that one part. And I think that's exactly what they should be doing. I just really hope it's not like works. I'm joking. Okay, I have nothing against orcs.
Not too fucking much, bitch, because I will fight you. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I have nothing against orcs. It's just like, I just want it to be, you know, I want what I saw in these shorts to be like 20 episode season.
This is me 20 years down the line, 15 years down the line. This is what I need from World of Warcraft. I need World of Warcraft to get some form of a show, a movie series, or something that becomes very popular. I then need Blizzard to sign a deal with Universal Studios to then open up a section of their amusement park dedicated to World of Warcraft and other Blizzard IPs.
Whoa.
And then I want to be able to go in and buy merch that makes my eyebrows come out to here. And so we see girlies walking around with their blood elf eyebrow merch on. It's like a pair of glasses you wear that has giant eyebrows.
Love. Yeah, goodbye Mickey Mouse ears. Like, here's the chopped blood elf brows. Chopped.
Chopped.
But aren't they also like really close anyway? Like, isn't all of that in Anaheim anyway?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it just seems like Universal Studios is getting the Infinity Stones. So why not add Blizzard to the mix? Give us an actual Blizzard world.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, I would love that. And there's already so much content that already exists. They just have to make it happen.
Just got to make it happen with millions and millions and millions of dollars.
I'm like, my brain's like, yeah, just do it. Just like start. Like,
fucking
turn
do
on
it.
The camera.
Turn on the fucking camera and make the fucking video.
No, I actually don't want it to be live action. I actually don't want it to be live action.
No, do not touch live action.
Please don't make it live action.
See, here's the issue with live action. Actors age, people get controversies, like, it muddles up, like, what? People do not want live action. Give us something that is animated, that has evergreen potential. That's, again, a marketing thing where, like, 10 years down the line, I can still watch it, and it doesn't feel aged. It doesn't feel like of its time. It feels like it's something that could exist indefinitely.
Yeah, it's like, I think Lord of the Rings is a good example here. Lord of the Rings probably worked because a lot of people were familiar with it, so there wasn't something that they could base it off of from. But then now when they did the Rings of Power show, which I still enjoyed, it was just a little like, it feels like elves from Timu, you know? It just doesn't give that same vibe anymore. And they're redoing, they're like making a new movie, like something like Finding Gollum.
Crazy.
And I'm just like, I don't know, girl. I don't know. But yeah, definitely make it animated and give me all the magic stuff. Make it like the Castlevania shows. Give us like 20 episodes per season, please. And I would be happy. Thank you.
Thanks. Sign, seal, delivered. We'll sign the contracts for you, Blizzard. We'll be like honorary like signees. We'll show up in really slutty little outfits. And we'll represent the Alliance and the Horde. And then
wait, no, we should voice the character.
Make it happen.
Like a big character. I would be okay with just being like the barmaid. Hey, diva, you want a drink? Like something like that. I would die.
There's like a, painting the scene. You're in Orgrimmar. There is a tavern. There are two big himbo gay bartenders standing at the bar. Not orcs, apparently.
Hey, Dwal, do you want something good?
And then they turn. They're like, hey, Art, grab him one of the ales. And then you come in, big, voluptuous, muscular chest, plops down onto the bar.
You said, here's your ale, baby.
And you take it off of your big bosoms and you slide it down the tavern. And then the main character takes it, drinks it, and says, bye. And then that's the scene.
Yeah, what I imagined was like, I'm a warlock, like, but I also like lay cards, and I'm like, so here's what's gonna happen, diva. And then like I lay out my cards and I give her like a really intense stare. Like I'm imagining that for me.
No, that makes way more sense than what I've painted.
but then I'm also like, I tell her nothing. I'm like, you are gonna die, and like that's it.
You're like, you're dead, girl. You're already dead. Run. And then she runs. And she's
peak writing.
Like, oh my God, I'm going to die.
Oh no.
This is the World of Warcraft porn parody. World of Warcraft.
Okay. How do we always spin off into something so rotted?
I know. We need to clean it. This is our clean era. We're in our clean era. We're almost to episode 10.
I do want to mention really quickly, I think that the comments we've received after last episode were probably one of the craziest comments we've ever received. And the reception has been really positive, and I'm really, really happy about it. But when I talk about last week's, I mean, like, not the one from, I mean, the,
not the one, not the Eva episode, the one before it.
Yeah, yeah.
The rotted one.
Yeah, the rotted one. People are coming into my chat now telling me, hey, Piss Weaver. And I'm just like, damn. I really built this brand from scratch. Like, what is happening?
If I hear
people
Goonmonk,
are gonna refer to us as the Paintress Goonmonk and the Piss Weaver. Do you know that? Like we're gonna be walking around like BlizzCon, and they're gonna see us. They're gonna be like, the Piss Weavers.
Oh my God, the Goonmonks.
He has a piss boner.
Wait, merch, Goonmonk. BlizzCon. People walking around with a Goonmonk shirt. Enter the meditative state.
My mom already is like confused with like what I'm doing. Because I told her like I show people watch me play video games. And she's like, why? Imagine now if I come out with a shirt called Goonmonk and I'm like, mom, look, this is my merch.
You're like, it stands for goblin.
Why is the word piss in it? Why is the word piss in it? My mom has an accent.
Oh, okay.
Latino? Anyway, no. Accent? Gay?
Accent? Gay? Latino?
Okay.
I forgot. Beginner tips.
Oh, right. Do we have time?
Yeah, we got time. We got time.
Okay. So, beginner tips.
Okay, so here's what I was thinking could the way okay, to great. Structure this. To yeah. structure this. So, first, let's start off with like, base tips. This is someone who has literally never touched an MMORPG. Like
a Goo Goo Gaga baby.
A Goo Goo Gaga baby. This is a gaby who doesn't know how to throw shade. They don't even know what a penis looks like. Like they are just like new. new to everything. But it's an MMORPG. I don't know, girl. So, when in doubt, Zandalari Areolas. There you go. Sorry, we're in our clean era, clean era. So, if you are new to MMORPGs, this is some tips that myself and Art can give to you. Sorry, I'm trying not to be dirty.
So you're going to be fake.
I'm going to be fake. So if you are new to MMORPGs, and I have a few friends that have literally never played an MMORPG ever that have become very interested in WoW. They have not jumped into WoW yet, but they have straight up told me, like, I'm going to download the game. I want to try it out. I want to try the free trial. And I do sometimes have to warn them. I'm like, hey, it's overwhelming at first. Like, the Exiles Reach does a decent job of kind of teaching the mechanics. But that's like, if you have an immediate understanding of like WASD and like the movement style of an MMORPG, like some of these girlies are coming from like console games.
Yeah.
And have done nothing. So what tip would you give to someone like that?
I'm going to gag you very fiercely now. Okay. So you would think, so what do you think I use to play World of Warcraft?
What do you use to play World of Warcraft?
Yeah. What peripherals do you think I use to play World of Warcraft?
Girl, if you say a joystick, I'm going to slap you across the face.
No. Actually, what do you actually think I'm using? Like, okay. I'm not asking you to, like, one.
Okay,
like,
so.
You would think I'm.
She said, don't say keyboard and mouse.
I wanted you to say the obvious, like keyboard and mouse. I was afraid you're going to say something like, I don't know, like a dildo or something. Anyway,
I would never. I'm in my clean era.
Did you know that there's a weak aura in World of Warcraft? Well, there's no more weak auras, but there used to be a weak aura, and whenever you pressed your cooldowns, it would connect to your butt plug and vibrate. Anyway, so you would think that I'm using a keyboard, right? So no, I'm actually not using a keyboard. I wonder if I can show you. Hold on. I'm using this to play World of Warcraft.
I knew you were going to say that. Like, no, you were such a tryhard.
Wait, why? No, this is not because I'm a tryhard. The tryhards would probably like throw massive shit if they saw what I play with the World of Warcraft. But this, so like, okay, so.
Wait, describe it for audio. Describe it for audio listeners.
First. Oh, right. So it's this like game, it's a gamepad. That's the official word for it. And it has like a really, like, so it has like a bunch of buttons that, it looks like a keyboard, but it's way more compact. It is like quadratisch. I don't know what the English word is.
I wouldn't know either because I don't speak German, but
okay.
You do that. So
it's like a cube shape, like a cube shape.
Wait, I have to derail this really quick because the amount of times that Art will randomly speak German to me and just expect me to fucking understand what he's saying.
I keep forgetting that Americans only speak one language. Don't have multilingualism.
I'm literally crying. It's so often.
I really do that a lot. I'm sorry. Do you know what quadratisch is? No, you don't.
No,
of course.
Girl, you
Americans. I swear to God.
No, it's so funny. Sorry to derail this really quick, but we will be typing in Discord in full English, and you will just drop a massive sentence in German. And I'll be like, what the fuck did you just say? Oh, sorry. Anyway, I'm literally crying.
Like, I'm so sorry. I don't do that on purpose. I just think, understand.
No, I live but, and like, I Google Translate it.
Okay. So anyway, so this gamepad is shaped like a cube almost, and it has like a really big area to like rest your hand. Oh. And then you also, you have this like joystick here, which I use for movement. And then this extra button I use for my bag. This button I use for my map. And then all of this, which is like in reach, right, is for my spells. Because there's a lot of buttons. There isn't any more. World of Warcraft did prune it a lot. But basically, I think the main thing for people when they come into World of Warcraft is like they're overwhelmed with all the buttons that they have.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you could also just like, you don't have to use your keyboard. You could also technically just click them, but sometimes you want to like also look around and stuff. So I think the key binding for me as a new World of Warcraft player was definitely the first thing that I struggled with. I was just overwhelmed with it, especially if you want to get into a bit of more like competitive gameplay. You're going to have to look into like how you want to key bind. It's just going to make your like game run smoother when it comes to like damage and all of the stuff, other things that you want to do. So this is like so I always recommend this. I know this is like a little crazy, but it genuinely, like once you get into it, you realize how amazing this tool is. Like I love it. And then I also use an MMO mouse. This has like a bunch of buttons here too on the side, which I also use to like this, but this is very common. It's even called an MMO mouse. Because, it's like, oops, I just clicked you away.
No, you're fine. I can still see you and hear you.
Oh, okay. So that's like that. Like, this is like when it comes to like the just like what hardware I guess you need. But then for the game itself, like it's hard because it's so hard to put on the glasses of someone that has never seen this game, for someone that's played it for so long. Yeah. But I did like bring in some like new people into World of Warcraft, and I think they just like think that everything is kind of important that they see. And my advice is, it isn't.
That is everything. Such great advice.
Yeah. Like, they think of like, oh, every quest here, everything that I see needs to be talked to, read through, done. I mean, technically you could, yes, but you are going to get overwhelmed. World of Warcraft is like a living world. You wouldn't run in the living world reading every sign you see, everything like around you. You would focus on like one goal. And so what I always tell the people is, when you go into World of Warcraft, you see a thing, you do it, but you do one thing. Just focus on one thing. Focus on leveling up. Focus on questing. And then look into all the other stuff. Because you are going to get inevitably overwhelmed. And also, a lot of people think that they need to play through all the expansions, but they don't. It's not like Final Fantasy. You will always be catapulted into a recent expansion that you will level in. And then once you're at that level where you get to enter the next expansion, the game will tell you. So just like play, basically. Don't think you need to understand everything immediately.
That is such great advice. I recently did a stream where I was playing through Exile's Reach for the first time, the newest version of Exile's Reach, and
the one with J9, right, or something.
I did the Horde version, but it is different.
Oh yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
They changed the characters up, and the new player experience is really interesting. I haven't gotten to the point where I get to the War Within, but apparently they've done a really good job. You like fly around on a book, I think, or something. It takes you from like main quest to main quest to main quest, essentially. Because it's like really trying to condense down, like, this is the story of the War Within to get you prepared. Shout out to, I think, Eva. Eva's the one that told me that in the last episode. And so the game does a really good job of kind of shepherding you to the next thing. It's gotten better once you leave Exile's Reach. It immediately plops you into Dragonflight, and it kind of takes, it's like, hey, take the learnings you got from Exile's Reach, and now you're in this tiny little beach. There's some quests here and there, and you know, like, the main quest is this icon. So whenever you see this icon, that is a story campaign quest. You should do that quest. You don't have to do the others, but you got to do this one. So it does do a good job of kind of like explaining that. But I think where World of Warcraft does falter a bit, and I would love to see this explained to someone that doesn't do MMORPGs, is Exile's Reach and Onward does teach you how to play it like a single player campaign. But it doesn't explain things like transmogging. It doesn't explain auction house. It doesn't explain housing. It doesn't explain like, hey, this is how you buy a house and put things, like, it does once you get into your house. But if you're a new player, you're not going to know, like, when do I get a house and how do I buy my house and how does this neighborhood system work? And it doesn't explain.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Like, pets is confusing to someone who never plays MMORPGs, because there are companion pets, but then if you're a hunter, you also have two pets that can fight in combat with you. But if I've never played an MMORPG, it's like, oh, I just got this rat pet. Why can that rat not be my hunter pet? And
I'm already overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's very confusing. And I think we're going to get there eventually to where like it's tutorialized a lot better. But I would like to see those changes. And what I would recommend is, much like you said, focus on the one thing. Focus on just leveling up. You're going to get all these bags. You're going to get like all these things in your inventory. You can read through them if you want. You can hover your mouse over them. The game will do a really good job of like, just focus on this main campaign quest line. Once you hit 70, you then get the option to go to War Within. I strongly recommend going straight to War Within. Leave Dragonflight. Like,
absolutely.
I still use a keyboard and mouse. I do WASD. I have my basic ass mouse here with no, well, I got two buttons on it. It's not the amount of buttons. It's how much you push it. Okay.
Sure.
And I do just fine. I do sometimes click cast on specific abilities, which I don't recommend doing. You really should keybind all of your abilities if you can.
Yeah, but only if you're like, if you want to get into competitive and plus end game. But if you don't want to get into the competitive part of World of Warcraft, there is a lot of people also don't know that there is a massive competitive part to World of Warcraft.
There is, yeah.
It's not officially esports, but it's like, there's like an esport, like it's just, World of Warcraft has a really high skill ceiling if you want to get into it, which I know a lot of people don't think. A lot of people think it's just like, it could also be just like role playing and collecting, but it has a massive part of the community. It is just like hardcore game, like hardcore gaming, like with Mythic Plus raiding and like racing and like competitiveness. There is, if you are craving that, World of Warcraft does offer that, which a lot of people I feel like don't know. But you've made a really good point of trying to like understand what someone that has never played an MMO must like look at all of these things. And now I'm like even more overwhelmed because I'm like, how would even, and I also remember specifically when I got into it, I would obviously watch YouTube tutorials all the time. Cause when I get obsessed with something, I will become an expert at whatever I'm doing in 3 weeks. Trust.
It's okay? The neurodivergence, mama.
It's the micro obsession. Yes. However, I remember being like, stop kiting, or like, and I'm like, what the fuck is kiting? Or like, what is aggro? What is a tank? I didn't know. I just didn't know. Like, oh, what's a tank? Like, I didn't know what DPS means. What's DPS? I didn't know.
You're like, DPS? And then I look at you and I say, DPS, you dumb. At me being the orc in the tavern, big chest on the tavern or on the bar stool, whatever, being like, bitch, it's DPS, throwing you an ale. Like, what?
The puss. Yes, no, just as so many. What's LFG?
No, for real.
What's LFR? It's just so many things that are like confusing, you know. But like, do you like maybe like there's a maybe we could do like a dictionary, or maybe they could do like a fun video. Like, I don't know, you know those like airport videos where it's like funny video of like how to like survive like an emergency.
Yeah.
Doesn't Japan Airline have one where there's like Pokemon pretending to like ha ha?
Yes.
Like maybe they could do something like this where it's like a stupid orc. And like a cunty elf diva that's like, girl, what are you doing? You're a tank. Like stuff like that where they like explain the dynamic of a party.
Could you imagine incels losing their fucking mind if Blizzard came out with a tutorial video explaining how to play MMORPGs? And it is like the gayest video ever. There's like an orc that's like, me and my husband love playing World of Warcraft together.
Oh, it's over. It is over.
He's the tank and I'm the healer in the bedroom too. Like, it's just like, and this is how that's we tank, over. Mother. And then the incels lose their mind. Anyway, another tip that I would give, and this is maybe to people that are less like new to an MMORPG, maybe you have a little bit of experience under your belt. I always get the question of what class should I play? And
Oh, yeah.
I have so many people in my chat that are brand new to MMO or the brand new to WoW, but they've played other MMORPGs and they're coming from like Star Wars, The Old Republic, Final Fantasy 14. They're coming from Elder Scrolls Online and they have no idea. So what I would recommend is if you're gay, you have to play a warlock or a mage or a healing spec. If you're not playing either of those, sadly you're heterosexual. You are going to need to lock the fuck in, change your lifestyle if you want to play any other class outside of those.
Period.
What do you think, Art?
I think you should play a BM hunter. Like, jokes aside, like if you're new to the game, yes, and you want to make sure that there's the least amount of like confusion or something going on, honestly play like a DPS that doesn't require constant casting or like, because BM hunter you could move all the time, so like the room for error is just really small unless like your pet is like pulling a pack of mobs. A mob?
What is exactly
what's pulling a mob?
What is a tune? Like people, huh? It's what's your character? Your character? It's a tune.
No, I thought you meant like, I like this tune. Like,
you're like,
like a song.
Like, is this Zara Larsson in WoW?
Did you know that people used to call like alts twink?
That's offensive.
No, I'm not. That's not even a joke.
I know.
I literally remember that, like, oh, I could go, like, I would be in like voice chat and like German voice chat. Like, do you remember TeamSpeak?
Oh, ooh, yes.
Yeah. And like, you would go in there and then someone would be like, y'all don't, like, the straightest bro of bros could be like, y'all just go on my twink. Me, like,
you'll go on your twink.
On your what? Yeah. On your what? On what? Yeah, the twink. Twink. Oh, okay. Work.
He's like, I'm going to get on my top twink DPS. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. And then I think what also is like, World of Warcraft, like MMORPGs are not like, yes, they've become a lot more casual over the years. They used to be basically designed that they consume your entire life.
Yeah.
And some parts of it still are like that. Like if you want to keep up with the gear and everything, it can genuinely consume your like gaming time that you have.
Yeah.
It doesn't consume your life anymore, but depending on how much you let it, but it definitely consumes, like if you're like a casual here and there gamer, it might be a little rough for you to like get into it. I do feel like World of Warcraft also needs to be a bit of a commitment, because if you kind of like just dabble in it a little bit, I don't know if you're gonna get that much gripped into it. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think World of Warcraft can be played very casually, where you're just like...
I play casually. So I think, yeah.
No, but like, I mean, like when I say casually, I don't mean like no competitive stuff, but like, you play like once in 2 or 3 weeks. Like
I think
just
you
a
can.
Little bit, like 2 to 3 hours.
I think you really? Can. Yeah, I think you can play WoW like that. There are enough catch-up mechanics, especially now with follower dungeons and follower raids. If you're literally just there for the story, you can play World of Warcraft as a single-player game.
That's true.
You
that's
do
true.
Not need to ever engage in any kind of social multiplayer anything.
Oh, that's a very good point, actually.
Yeah. You can literally log the fuck off in terms of like, you turn your brain off and just play the game and like read the quest, yes, do the story, like level your character up. And I think it's a good point that you brought up about Beast Mastery Hunter. I know I was like joking before, but I think like an actually like good first time classes for all specs, like all roles. Beast Mastery Hunter, amazing.
Yes, 100%.
If anyone is new to WoW, basically what that means is you would choose your class as a hunter, and then once you hit level 10, you can choose a specialization in one of those classes. One of those specializations being Beast Mastery. Beast Mastery, yes, means you basically get pets that will help you in combat. They'll tank damage for you. You'll be doing so much damage, you literally don't even need to tank. Like, you will have zero fear.
It's so nice.
You will have zero fear of your pets dying for the most part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For healing and tank, what would you say? For a newcomer.
This is hard.
I think for me...
Healing, I would probably say Holy Priest, because they're so basic.
They are very basic now.
Called heal. And it's like pretty and sparkly. And it's like you press the button, their HP goes up. I would not do something like, I think people say, a lot of people say Restodroid. I'm like, huh? Restodroid has like hots. So like heal over time. So a new player throwing on a hot, being like, oh my God, look at all these beautiful like butterfly like effect. And then it's like, but nothing's happening. You know, like they would be confused by that. So I would probably pick like a straight up healer. Not a melee healer, not a disciplined priest, none of that. Like, I would probably pick Holy, and I've not really played that many healers. And for tank, I'd probably pick either a warrior, because you understand the fantasy. It's a warrior. He charges in. He has a shield.
Yeah.
Or a bear druid.
Yeah, guardian druids are pretty good, because you're just basically like, because don't they have like a lot of AoE taunts? So it's like.
There's like there's like three buttons.
Yeah, they're easy, they're simple. They also don't run very fast, which is really helpful. So you can't, it's very hard as a guardian druid to accidentally go too far away from your party because you're moving at like
the slowest
of speeds. I think those are all great. I would also recommend, because Holy Priest, I think they just, I could be wrong, lost their interrupt. So
they've never had one.
Oh, they never had one. Okay. So they are literally just heals. You literally don't have to DPS at all as a holy priest.
Not at all.
No. I would also maybe consider, is it a resto shaman or what? I forgot what they're called.
Resto shaman's a good one too. Yeah. Classic healing spells.
If you want to do more damage with heals, because as a resto shaman, you are peppering in like a lava burst here and there. Some lightning here or there. You're definitely throwing down totems that can heal without you having to do anything, which is super helpful.
You really can, like, to coming back to the point where you said earlier, I've actually have a lot of people coming into my stream and being like, I want to like collect this decor, but I saw that you have to raid. Do I have to like talk to people? And people are genuinely, when it comes to MMOs, they're really scared of having to talk to people.
Yes.
And I understand. I really do understand. I fully remember my first time raiding with a guild, and we were on voice, and they wanted me to say something, and my voice would not let, like my voice didn't work. I was like, yeah. Like I couldn't speak. I was so anxious, and I totally understand. But I also want to encourage you to try. World of Warcraft opens up so much when you have some people to play it with.
Agreed.
The game's foundations were built on playing together. In Classic, you were literally not able to do some quests unless you invited the rando that's next to you to do it with you. And I genuinely like encourage you. I know it can be scary, but there's the WoW Ambassador program now that's supposed to literally bring people together. There is someone out there for you that matches your like vibe. Trust. Like there definitely is. Don't get like put off by all the like toxic people in your groups and stuff. Like there is really nice people in the game, and it will open up the game so much to you. Like getting a guild that you vibe with, getting in a raid, it encouraged me to get competitive in World of Warcraft. First, I was not like that. I was collecting my cute little mounts and my cute little transmog, flying on my sparkly horses. And then I met people through this like gaming Discord, and then they were like, oh, we're doing a dungeon, you want to come? And I'm like, anyway. And like I tried, and I was like, this was so much fun. Like a group of five people, everyone has the same goal, everyone has like, everyone brings like something to the party. Like it's just so fun. It's like D&D, but like gaming wise in a way.
No, absolutely. And I would also recommend, if you are still overwhelmed with all of that, a lot of people don't understand this, but once you reach max level, you can actually solo every raid and dungeon that is two expansions behind. So once Midnight comes out in early access this week, because that's when we're recording this, you will then be able to go into Dragonflight and be able to solo all of the raids and dungeons, I think. Am I wrong about that?
Sometimes feeling is a little off.
Yeah, because you can do it now. Yeah,
you can. But sometimes the like if you want to do a mythic Dragonflight raid, it might be a little tough. Still, you could do it, but it might take you like, it won't be like a one shot. It will be like maybe you'll have to throw in some more spells.
Yeah,
because the scaling is a little weird now because they just did like the number squish.
They did,
So it might be a little wonky, but it should be fine. But also, when you just said that we're recording this before the launch, and I'm like, when this airs, we'll already be in Silver Moon.
Isn't it crazy?
I'm so gagged. I'm so gagged. I'm like, what if I die? Like, what if I don't get to experience it?
You're, that's crazy. Using Resurrect.
Sorry, I'm insane. I'm literally insane.
No, I'm very, anyway. I'm very excited to finally play Early Access. There are so many, listen, not to talk about other games, but there are so many good games coming out. Like, I'm in this, like, my giant Minecraft collab this week. I'm doing this.
Wait, like, tell me about the other games that are coming. I want to know. I'm so out of the loop.
Resident Evil Requiem. So the
Slay.
The brand new Resident Evil game comes out.
I will be watching. I will not be playing.
Oh, I will be playing. I cannot fucking wait.
I love watching someone play a horror game. Oh, it's one of my favorite things.
Oh, I will definitely be streaming it. Boots Down.
Love.
Mother, yes. Shout out.
Go. Shout you out. Should go watch Mr. 8-Bit Dylan playing Resident Evil Kind.
Yes. As Leon Kennedy with, you know, just serving boots. Yeah. So then we have Midnight expansion. There was another one. I'm looking it up. Let's see. Keep talking while I look this up.
The new Fable game. The new Fable game.
Oh my God. I cannot wait.
Open. Mm. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Okay.
I need to learn to say I'm excited and not to be like, I'm going to pop my pussy so hard to this. Like, can I just say it's good?
No, you have to emphasize. You have to really like let the girls know. And I don't think it comes out this week. It does come out this month. So I think next week. Yeah. So we have, yeah, Resident Evil Requiem. There is, oh yeah, Fallout 4 Anniversary Edition, if you're into that. We've got, that. Like, Rayman just came out with, like, a huge Anniversary Edition, if you're into that. Yeah, there's quite a few games. And then March.
I used to love Rayman. Oh, that was my childhood.
I loved it. And then next month, Pocopia comes out, the Pokemon Animal Crossing game.
The Pokemon, like, yeah.
Oh, cannot wait for that. New Monster Hunter Stories.
You need a Switch too. What?
Yeah, new Monster Hunter Stories 3 comes out.
I am a huge Monster Hunter fan. I play every single Monster Hunter that ever came out since Monster Hunter Unite for the PlayStation Portable.
Oh my God.
I have not missed a single one. I did actually not play Monster Hunter Story. That was a lie. I did not play that.
Stories 3 looks really good. You should definitely check that out. And then I'm trying to think of anything else that's huge that's coming out. I think that's pretty much it in March, at least for games that I'm like super interested in. But
you know what I was wondering?
Yeah.
You're like really into superheroes. I feel like you can't really tell looking at you. But like, did you ever play Marvel Rivals?
Okay, so here's my tea with Marvel Rivals.
I was like, I'm sure Dylan plays Marvel Rivals.
So I did play Marvel Rivals for a hot minute. Here's my thing. And for those that don't watch the video version of this podcast, behind me is an entire wall
of
comic books. I love reading comic books, but here's the thing. I am much more of a DC fan than I am a Marvels fan.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there's a difference. I forgot. And sorry, that was really rude.
No, you're so stupid. You're like, oh, my God, that was so offensive of me. No, I do like Marvel, but I am more of an X-Men fan, so I was drawn to Marvel Rivals because of X-Men that are in it. But
yeah, like Phoenix is in it.
Yeah, Phoenix is in it. They just had a Gambit, Rogue. There's like a whole bunch of X-Men. But my issue with Marvel Rivals, at least to me, is more the meta. So I play a lot of Overwatch. I like Overwatch. And
just the new heroes.
Yes. Jetpack Cat can choke.
I hate her. I hate her.
She can choke. That's
the rodent cat. I hate her.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that cat can go fling itself off a fucking cliff.
No. Yeah, absolutely. Choke on it.
Choke on it. Sorry. I know this is a WoW podcast. We're just like yapping about games now. But
slice of life.
Yeah. But with Marvel Rivals, I always felt like if I wanted to play healer, because there's no role queue, I always was relegated to the healing role. I felt like if I didn't play like two or three of the meta heroes, I was throwing the game. And
with
Overwatch, there is enough build variety in a team where I can feel like I'm playing all these different types of healers or tanks or DPS. There's not like a set meta, you must play this if you want to win the game, where I felt like that is the case in Marvel Rivals.
100%.
But the skins are fierce.
The skins are, this is a gooner game.
Gooner.
Gooner the booties, boots the game.
The juicy booties on the men. Yes.
They could amp it up a little bit if you ask me. But the in general, like, it's just insane. But yeah, the game, I love playing Scarlet Witch. She's fierce.
Okay, wait, let's take it back a bit. What if we got a World of Warcraft game that was a shooter and like Overwatch, but you're like casting spells, there's like some melee or something like that?
I'm really bad at shooters.
I love that you're like, I won't be able to enjoy this game, so I hate it. You're like, no, I can't.
I guess, like, I don't know, maybe I'll like get into aimbot and like practice or something. No, but the fantasy sounds really cool. The fantasy sounds actually amazing.
Agreed. Yeah. Sorry, I got us so off track talking about other games, but final.
No, I love it.
Final beginner tips for World of Warcraft, because we are getting up on time. What are some final tips you would give to someone if they are brand spanking new to World of Warcraft?
This is going to be such a boring advice, but I genuinely, there's so many amazing World of Warcraft content creators out there that focus on specifically understanding the game. And I can just tell you what helped me. You know, I can't tell them what they should do, because this is what I would done. I came back to the game and I just started watching YouTube videos about it. And there's a lot of people being like, starting World of Warcraft in 2026. And they just tell you the basics of the game. It really just does help to watch these videos. And you can watch them while you're like running around on your character questing. I don't know, that really, really helped me. And then, what else? I can't really think of anything else. Okay. Why are you laughing?
No, nothing. I just love how expressive you're like, what else? And it's just like, you can see that you're thinking on your face. You wear your emotions on your face.
I really do. You know, yeah. If I hate you, trust. I don't hide.
You don't hide.
I don't hide.
You don't. My final
Americans are scared of me,
girl, because you'll randomly just start speaking German to them.
Yeah, and they're Americans always do this thing where they're like, "Hey, how are you?" And I'm like, "Well, actually, I'm like," and they're like, "I didn't mean to ask how you actually are."
Yeah, I actually don't give a fuck.
They don't say that, but I'm just like, "Ugh, rude."
Yeah, eventually I'll teach you about like, there is culturally so many different parts of America, and like there's something called like Midwest nice, East Coast is very different than West Coast. We could have a whole episode.
Where do you think I would fit in with my attitude?
Ooh, East Coast.
Nowhere.
East Coast.
Oh, so you, like, I'm like New York.
You give East Coast energy for sure.
Okay.
Like,
you're saying I'm a bitch.
No, you give, you wear your emotions on your face. I think you are less direct than someone from the East Coast.
Less,
because I think you have a hard time saying no.
True, yes, that's true.
And someone in New York would tell you no to your face. Like,
especially to like really hot men. No, I'm joking.
Well, East Coast is there for you. I'm sorry. We're getting so off track. Final piece of advice I would give to someone is use the class trial. Play around with whatever classes you want. Just know that you can only, even if you don't subscribe to the game, you can only level up to level 20, and that doesn't give you the full breadth of what a class is like. You're literally just getting the basic mechanics of a class. So like Rogue, for example, a max level Rogue and a level 20 Rogue play so differently. Likewise, I think like a mage is very different, because once you get into like the dual spec stuff, your stuff changes a little bit. Like, you're not really understanding the full breadth of what a class is like, but you're at least getting a sampler size taste of it, and you can see what it is that you might want to take all the way to max level.
Mm-hmm. You're so much better than me. You're so much better than me at this. You're actually like give good advice.
Okay, wait, I have to give it a bad. Like,
basically, I was just like, girl, watch a YouTube video, the perk.
And here's a shitty piece of advice. Fucking quit. Don't play WoW. We don't want you here because we are
a straight man.
No, opposite. If you're gay, we don't want you woking up our Warcraft, actually. We need to take Warcraft back to what it was all about. Big boobs, muscular men, and definitely nothing gay. So
nothing. This is not the world of Wokecraft.
Exactly. So either get in line, subjugate yourself to the heterosexuality, or get the fuck out and go play My Little Pony or whatever it is.
For a second, you made that really believable again. For a second, I was like, damn.
Anyway, okay, we're past time. Thank you all so much for tuning into this messy, stupid, dumb, but very educational episode of World or Azeroth with Attitude, not World of Warcraft. We're not World of Warcraft.
Azeroth was in the Lari Areolas.
Yeah, Zandalari Areolas. Comment down below what piece of advice you would
what
give
color,
to someone.
Yeah, what color do you think they are?
what color do you think of Zandalari's Areolas are? And we will see you next week, where we are going to give our initial opinions of Midnight after it's finally launched.
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready either. I'm going to have to know life the fuck out of this to understand the story and like where we're at. And we're going to have some deep dives, but thank you so much.
So good.
Thank you so much. Leave us a comment, subscribe, leave us a like, leave us a 5-star review, and we will see you all next week.
Love y'all. Bye.